Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
With Sean Myers behind the glass, we return. It's the Pomp and Joe Show. Joe Starkey is here. I'm here. And guess who else is here? First of all, Joe, how do you come up with a nickname to Mark Caballer? I've never heard that one.
The Cabalian Mongoose?
Where did you come up with that? And Mark, your take on this nickname, because Joe is very, very quick to come up with nicknames.
That was old school. It was very, very old school.
Yeah.
I remember, I don't even know how it went from that to just Mongoose to just Goose.
Goose, right.
You know, Ken Laird still calls me Goose, I think.
Does he? Good old Bruce Laird from Boston.
John Parado, when I covered the Pirates way back when, looked at my name tag one time, and he thought my last name was Caroli, so he's called me Bella to this day.
I like that, Bella. I shouldn't have heard that, because that's what you're going to be known from me now. Bella.
I like that a lot. Let's not beat around the bush, Mongoose. Who's going to win the game? What kind of game do you see happening here?
And I'm liking the Steelers. I'm really liking the Steelers, and that's very unlike me.
How about that, Bob?
How about it? He's going an outright win. Money line, baby.
Yeah, money. Oh, definitely money. I mean, that 10 points is just absolutely slap in their face. I mean, that game wasn't that far away from being going the other way about a month ago, and we can all agree that the Steelers didn't play their best ball right there. But I think a huge factor in this game is Baltimore without Zay Flowers. I think Zay Flowers just presents a unique problem where it gives Lamar Jackson that, you know, safety blanket. It allows the Steelers to put 8 guys in the box to stop Derrick Henry. Now it's going to put a lot of onus on Lamar Jackson, which I've heard through the grapevines that maybe people in Baltimore are thinking that he might be reverting back to playoff Lamar Jackson from last year, you know, trying to be hero ball, trying to do too much. Plus the whole Tomlin factor and how they beat him, what was it, 7 out of the last 9, something like that. And another factor, I'm just throwing a ton of factors in here right now. This 4-game winning streak they are on, the Ravens, you know, on the surface, 4 wins at the end of the season is pretty impressive. But my goodness, they played the Browns. They played the Texans, who lost, you know, 7 of their last 10. And they played the Giants at the time that lost 9 in a row. It's not like they were playing the Vikings, the Lions, and the Eagles in that span. So,
or the Eagles, Chiefs, and Bengals in that span. Bob, I said this at the top of the show and you ambushed me. Go after the Mongoose.
I didn't ambush you. I just said I like the points too, but I expect a close game. I just don't. You know, it's hard for me in these kind of situations to look at it and say, well, the Steelers should win, because right now they're not playing like that. They had just a couple of weeks ago a chance to go there and make a point, and they didn't. They had chances, sure. So there's a reason it's like that. I think it's very high. I expected 4.5, 5 points, that kind of line. When I saw 8.5 now up to 10, if I'm the Steelers, I do take that personally, and I would look at it. And again, we've been talking about miracle speeches by Herb Brooks. Mike Tomlin has a lot of fodder he could use to really fuel that team up if he wants to.
Yeah, you know, these last 3 losses, other than that Eagles game where I think they did get pushed around a little bit, that Chiefs game was close until late. Okay, you could say that they really didn't have a chance in that game. But I think the Bengals game, they were right there, a team that was red hot. A break here, a break there, they could have won that game. That's the game they probably would have won in the middle of the season. And even that Baltimore game, I mean, Russ fumbled at the 1-yard line or something like that. And
I'm with you on the Baltimore game.
Yeah, I mean, Mark, it was a late bad throw.
Not the others. I'm not willing to throw in all these caveats that you're throwing these guys. I don't even think the Steelers are very good, but the Ravens are a particular matchup for them. I don't know that I picked the Steelers against anybody else in the AFC field, maybe the whole NFL field. They might be the worst team in all the playoffs, and I'm not qualifying their collapse here. I'm simply saying it's the team they know best and the team they beat the most. It's the Steelers' dream matchup. How do you like that?
I don't know if it's dream matchup. I'm sure they would have liked to probably play Houston, but they could have easily went to Houston and lost that game. But I get your point, man. You get down there and they have to. They can't be thrilled, the Baltimore Ravens.
Let me rephrase that. It's not the Steelers' dream matchup. You're right. I would have rather played Houston. It's the Ravens' nightmare matchup. That's better said.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think you want to play the Steelers because, I mean, it was a month ago we were saying that the Steelers owned this team and this team was in their heads and Lamar Jackson couldn't play and all this other stuff. I mean, I just don't think the Steelers are that far off. I mean, a play here, a play there changes the outcome of a lot of these games. They're going to have to play some of their best ball. They're going to have to play their middle-of-the-season type of ball. They're going to be able to have to run the ball. They're going to have to throw on rhythm. They're going to have some splash plays. They're going to have to turn off, just like every single team in the playoffs. But to just totally wipe it clean and say they have absolutely no chance of winning this game, that's absolutely wrong. I don't know how many people are saying they have no chance.
I'm not saying.
I think people around the country are saying it. I hear people saying that the most shocking result of this whole weekend would be the Steelers beating the Ravens.
All right, let's break it down this way, Mark. We have talked all season long about how they start games, right? It's very predictable.
Yeah.
And predictability is not good this time of year, especially against a team you know well. So how important is it for them, you know, if you're going to talk about winning a game in Baltimore? To me, they got to come out and dictate pace right off the bat and get a lead. And I'm not talking about a Chris Boswell 40-yard field goal lead. I'm talking about a sustained drive, which result in 7 points and do something they haven't done all year to send a message. Now, if you're talking about Baltimore, they may be feeling it even more so if you do that.
Yeah, it's absolutely a perfect situation there. Not only to put on points, something they haven't did all season, score a touchdown, but then all of a sudden Baltimore's saying, uh-oh, this team's in it for, you know, this team's coming to play. We can have our trouble. Sure, you would love to do that. I mean, Arthur Smith just talked a little bit ago, and he would have disagreed with your predictability comment.
What do you say?
When you run the ball on 12 of 13 first downs plays, I think that's the definition of predictability.
That's what I'm saying. And also first drives, isn't it predictable? You can break down plays any way you want, but they're not doing anything in the first possession of the game.
Yeah, I mean, how much is that for Arthur Smith, or how much is that for some execution as well? I'm sure it's both hand in hand. But, I mean, the perfect situation would get on top of them early there and let them sweat a little bit, and then you can pretty much dictate some pressure. I mean, this is still a defense that's secondary. It's not very good, either one of them. But, I mean, it's not like the Ravens' secondary is great, other than maybe Cal Hamilton, I guess.
Wait a second. Humphrey. Marlon Humphrey, Kyle Hamilton. Wiggins looks like a good rookie. I think they have a pretty good secondary.
Listen, about 4 weeks ago, that was considered one of the worst pass defenses in the league. You tell me they all of a sudden got great.
They changed. Do you think Hamilton's a great player? I do. Do you think Humphrey is? I do. And I think Wiggins is an up-and-coming rookie.
Yeah, I'm saying that, but I'm not saying that they're the, like I said, a month ago, they were terrible. I don't see them all. Humphrey is up and down. I don't think Humphrey is a star. I know he's a Pro Bowler, but I think he can be had. So I think you throw him on him. They're going to have to throw in rhythm. I mean, first of all, what they're going to have to do is have some semblance of a run game. I mean, everything's predicated off their run game. And if you keep running and putting them in the third sevens and third and eight, you're just not going to win. You're going to have to run this ball 25, 30 times a game. You're going to have, you know, 4 to 4.5 yards per carry. You're not going to be able to allow them to hold the ball for 35, 40 minutes like this has happened over this span. That's number one. If you're able to do that, you're taking a big step into winning in this game.
Mark Cabali from the Pat McAfee Show, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You would agree with me, I'm sure, big boy, that if Pickens scores a touchdown, he has to mimic putting cologne on, right? With the little spray bottle on his neck, right, Bob?
Well, there's a lot of misinformation out there about everything nowadays, right? From the Steelers celebrating their victory dance when it was just, you know, them breaking each other down or whatever you call it before the game, to this soft George Pickens, which is just a brief cut up of what was not really said. I mean, what's going on in this world?
What do you mean, what was not really said?
That's not what was really said. It was a longer clip to it, and all you heard was a guy in the background looking through a magazine and seeing a picture and said, and he showed it to somebody. He goes, oh, that looks like Pickens. Meanwhile, the guy next to him says, oh, that smells soft, about the cologne. So they put it together to make it sound like it sounded. They said George was soft, but it was two separate conversations.
I thought that is what they said.
You're saying they edited it?
Just how they, no, they, well, the longer clip is now out there if you go look for it. And you can hear in the background somebody showing somebody a picture and they're saying, yeah, you could tell just by his facial structure, that looks like George Pickens. And meanwhile, the guy next, you know how you're taping somebody or whatever, and you pick up the conversation next to you sometime, it was like perfectly timed. And somebody cut it up and made it sound like that or something. So that was not true.
Hold on here, Bob. Right. This is a story from the BaltimoreBanner.com, how our video created fake Steelers-Ravens drama. What is happening here? Kabali.
So who's... Wait a minute. I don't understand. Somebody's going to have to explain that to me in detail. I understand what you said, but they're saying their television station now did this?
You have to read the story.
A popular Ravens account on X took a snippet of the video that the Baltimore Banner had, telling more than 50,000 followers that Ravens players had said, quote, it smells like George Pickens, soft. Yeah, smells just like that. They're saying the only problem, Gianna, who works for them, shot the video last week before the Ravens even knew they'd be playing the Steelers, and the full video of Travis Jones talking reveals that the players near him were not comparing Pickens to the cologne, Bob. They were separately discussing somebody who resembles Pickens. The actual quote is this. Yeah, just like that, the face alone, you wouldn't even have to say the facial profile. They didn't say he was soft, Bob. The people who put out the video are saying that now.
Well, I'm glad that that's the case then.
It's too late now.
It's too late. It's already been, well.
If I'm Mike Tomlin, I'm not giving the correction Mark, here. I'm telling him they think he's soft.
Have you had a chance to talk to George Pickens this week?
Yeah, is that a joke, Bob? You're
yeah, pretty much.
You're funny. You're funny. Today is so messed up over here on the South Side from the moving practice, moving availabilities, when you're able to talk to anybody. Nobody knows what's going on. So all I know is we talked to the coordinators, and that was about it. And now they're over at Acrisure Stadium, but nothing's happening over Acrisure Stadium until they come back here. Then you can potentially talk to Russell. I don't know what's going on. So it's really a messed up day here.
All right. I'm going to give you.
No, George didn't talk.
Okay.
No, I knew that.
Do you think George uses, either way, do you think George is a highly motivated, focused player going into this game, or are we ready for the Ravens to torture him and have him basically quit and drop passes like last week?
Ooh, wow. I mean, that can go either way, right? Yeah, I can see both things happening. I mean, I think George, I mean, that's something you just never see from him is dropping passes. I mean, he makes two or three of those catches, and that's a different ball game in Cincinnati. You're not sitting here talking about firing Tomlin and a collapse here. You're talking about them, you know, winning 11, 12 games here, saying that. That's what makes him so unique or so intriguing. I don't know which way it's going to go. I mean, you can really see George coming out there and putting up monster numbers, right? You can just see it. But you can see a drop here. Somebody gets a chirping in his ear and throws him totally off the game. And before you know it, Russell's talking to him on the sideline. Friermuth's talking to him on the sideline. I guess I don't have a great answer for you because it could go either way, other than my binoculars will probably be on George a lot on the sidelines to see how he reacts. But that's probably going to go a long way in determining who wins this game as well, how he acts and how he performs.
All right, let's talk about something else that comes into play, and that would be this defense, because the last time we saw them in Baltimore, they had an opportunity to bail out Russell Wilson after that fumble, and they allowed a 96-yard drive that resulted in a touchdown. This defense has given up some things. In the Cincinnati game, again, first drive, not good, but they settled down. What do you expect from this defense against that offense, especially if I suspect they're going to run the ball an awful lot with both Lamar Jackson and Henry now that there is no Zay Flowers?
Yeah, I mean, I would think that they're going to do all their capabilities of trying to stop Derrick Henry because, I mean, when he gets going, you have no chance of winning. And when you hold him in check for the most part like you did in October, you win games. So at this point, you're basically saying, if that's me, Lamar Jackson, you have to go beat me. And that's crazy to think of when he's probably going to be a three-time MVP here coming up, and you want him to go out there and beat you. But that might be your best shot. It is your best shot to have him do that with the lack of weapons he has. You have to obviously handle Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, but other than that, I think number one priority is stopping that run. I mean, cliche as it can be, I think they have the ability to keep Lamar in the pocket and not have him beat you with his legs. They're going to hopefully think that he can't beat him with his arm again. So that's which way I think they'll go. They can't let Derrick Henry do it. It's just over. Because time of possession.
Well, how about the first time? Henry didn't get many carries at all. Once he fought.